about. So easy. You gotta put it in perspective. Too many endings, not enough beginnings. We need something to begin. And I have just the thing, an underground dance competition. I'm realizing I know nothing about the logistics of how to start an underground dance competition. But someone here will.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G. Ah!
Good morning, good afternoon, and good night, Minnesota! I have lost my voice in excitement!
I just wish my brothers were alive to see this. Because I had a brother killed in the war, another brother prisoner in Germany for 21 months, and two other brothers overseas. And they loved the Cubs. And my father did, too. But they're all dead now.
I have no idea what you just said, but I feel totally transformed.
And now.
Praise the Lord, everybody. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and eat meat in it. Hallelujah. I'm on my way to church this morning.
Our feature presentation.
Did she say eat meat?
I believe she did.
She sure did.
Wow.
Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It's Thursday, the 19th of January.
Sure is wet out.
I mean, you know.
Sure is a lot of rain.
Oh, my God, it's raining!
I heard yesterday, and I don't know all the various categories for drought, but I heard yesterday that less than 2% of the state of California is now in extreme drought. I think that was the term they used.
Yeah, I think we've all kind of been knocked down from the worst kind of drought.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not bad.
But they don't say anything about that. They don't go, hey, take longer showers.
Why would they, Kevin? Because of people like you.
Oh. People who will abuse the system, Kevin. People who will just take advantage of good news. But, yeah, it's, I mean.
So you're saying we need it?
No, I'm saying it's really raining a lot in a lot of places right now.
Yeah.
I'm seeing, you know, like rocks falling into Malibu Canyon, and I'm seeing Sigler to Newhall. I mean, I think today's a day off for people, guys. I think call in on the count of rain is what I say. Take the day off.
You tell me this like 25 minutes ago.
What were we thinking?
Well, not us.
Oh.
Not us, because we're essential services. But I'm
so
saying
cute.
I'm saying people who have a job where they can be lived without, I'm saying, nope, that's not fit for man or beast out there.
Today and tomorrow. Because it's going to be real bad tomorrow. So start it.
Why not? Make it a long weekend.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Yes. I'm in.
Okay.
I won't be here tomorrow. I mean, is that what we're saying?
There's a 50-50 chance of that anyway, if I hadn't said anything at all. Hey, I thought this was an interesting story. I usually think about our neighbors to the north in Canada being pretty chill, so I was a little bit surprised. I want to know what you guys think about this. There is a business, there's a company that owns a building in Vancouver, and one of their tenants is a company that owns a restaurant. It's been an Asian fusion restaurant for some time called The Change. Well, that parent company has fallen on some hard times, and they sold their restaurant business. So they sold it to another company that wanted to move their restaurant into this building. You following me so far?
Mm-hmm.
So far, yes.
Okay. The company that wanted to move their restaurant into the building is a seafood house. Fish and chips is their specialty. They're a seafood house, and they have popular locations in other cities in Canada. And the restaurant is called Moby Dick, obviously named after the famous Herman Melville book from the 19th century. Moby Dick means it's the name of a whale.
Yeah.
Right.
And their logo is a whale.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the tie-in is, hey, we're a seafood restaurant.
Have a whale of a time. Yeah.
Well, they don't say that.
Okay.
But,
I mean,
yeah.
They
because
could.
Why would they say
they could.
That?
Okay. But listen, I'm not on the marketing team, but I'm just spitballing.
That's a bad choice.
Great.
So have I made it clear why the restaurant is called Moby Dick?
I think crystal
yes,
clear.
Yes, you have.
Repeat it back to me. Why is the name of this seafood restaurant Moby Dick?
It's a seafood restaurant.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And why do they choose those words to name their restaurant?
That's a book.
Dick is a whale from a very popular book.
Right.
Very popular, very well known. Not an obscure pop culture reference. Would you agree?
Ooh, can I guess?
Sure.
Can I guess what the issue is? It's got to be an issue for you to bring up the story.
Well, yeah. I think I've pretty much laid it out for you, but sure, go ahead.
People are picketing because the word Dick is there.
We're not at that point yet. Because
picketing because they hate Moby.
Because
who's with me?
Stupid DJ.
Those are our two options.
No, they may get the opportunity to pick it, but right now the restaurant is not allowed to move into the building because the owners of the building say that there is an offensive term in their name.
Oh, dear.
Therefore, they think it would bring down the value of their building. It would decrease their property values and harm the image of their building if you put a fish and chips restaurant with that word in their name.
Wow.
That's what they're saying.
Now, do you believe that's what they think, or do they like the other tenants and they don't like these guys and they're just trying to find any type of excuse to blame?
I don't have any idea, but there's nothing that I have read in the articles that suggests that they have anything against these people. They could change the name of the restaurant and be welcome to move in.
But aren't they kind of a chain? You said
they are. Yeah.
Well, no.
But he said as far as the building owners are concerned.
Yeah, the building owners, I haven't read anything that suggests they have anything against these people other than that this is the name of their business, is Moby Dick. Now,
is Herman Melville still alive?
He's been dead.
Change the name of the book?
He's been dead a number of years.
Okay.
And by the way,
trying to think through all the options.
For people who are out there snickering over the name Moby Dick, I mean, this book was 200 years ago, and it was long before there was any kind of double meaning or association with the words.
He's probably dead then, Kevin.
Mm. Yeah, he's dead.
So not so much.
But we always talk about, and this happens a lot of times, we see this in a story, is the person making this decision offended? Or is the person anticipating that there will be other people who will be offended by it?
Honestly, I know that this is what happens most of the time, and I think most of the time it's somebody who thinks other people are going to be offended. Mm-hmm. I can't imagine that this person – neither of those make sense.
No, there's got to be another reason.
There's got to be
something.
Well, they say that's it.
Doesn't make any sense.
But who is going to drive by a fish restaurant with a giant whale in the logo – called Moby Dick and go, children, hide your eyes. You can't see that.
No one.
No one, right?
Right.
No.
So anyway, I'll keep my eyes peeled to see what happens. But I was a little bit surprised because I don't think.
And this is Vancouver?
This is Vancouver,
yeah,
which is a very liberal city.
No, something's brewing. Let me do a deep dive later. I'll get to the bottom of it.
All right. Get back to me on that, but we'll see what happens. But
okay.
It looks like it's going to end up in court, and they're going back and forth, and it's a mess.
Canadians are uptight.
Right?
Seems like it, you know?
Jeez.
Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
Yeah, no one cares, okay?
Mm-hmm. Thursday morning means Jim Rome. We talk sports. Mm-hmm. We also talk to Dr. Drew on Thursdays. This morning we have Travis Barker from Blink-182 in the studio telling us all about music. He'll also be on Facebook Live at about 7:15. I think he might be one of the most popular musicians in the world.
Yeah, I agree.
And one of our favorites. In terms of there is nobody in any form of music who doesn't love Travis Barker. If it's a rock guy, if it's a hip-hop guy, if it's a punk guy, whoever it is, they love Travis Barker.
Yeah, and he plays with them all.
And very few people cross genres like that.
Yeah, correct. It's amazing. So that's coming up at the 7 o'clock hour. And then we've got your tickets for 21 Pilots at Honda Center as well. We'll take a break. We'll come back with the Showbiz Beat next.
Good morning. Good morning. Fabulous. Outstanding. Wonderful. Terrific. Good morning. Yeah. Good morning.
Yeah.
It's our man.
That's the way radio is supposed to sound right there, you guys.
Good guy.
That's
nice
what
man.
We're doing. Hey, Ralph Garman?
Yeah, you asked that as if you weren't sure.
I thought about you this morning when I heard that.
No,
I was in the bath.
Keep that story to yourself. No one wants to hear it.
When I heard the news that the parent company of Chuck E. Cheese is getting ready to go public, your chance to own stock in Chuck E. Cheese, your favorite restaurant, they estimate the company is worth $1 billion.
Yes.
$1 billion.
I feel like Ralph knows it because he might be doing that story in showbiz.
Not anymore.
Oh, no.
We'll carry on.
I just heard about it this morning, so I thought maybe Ralph hasn't seen
it
since
yesterday.
He's been busy getting up and getting busy.
Yesterday.
Getting
it was in the news yesterday.
But how about that? Are you in?
Yeah.
That sounded like a question as well.
No, that'd be,
Okay.
That would be the question.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're in.
With an exclamation.
I got you.
Interjections, show excitement or emotion. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Interjections.
Get yourself,
I know.
Get yourself a bunch of stock and a, maybe a private parking spot when you go. It'd be quite an experience for you and your family.
I'm not sure he loves it that much.
I thought it was very exciting. I'm not sure they give out parking spaces with stock.
Oh, I don't know anything about it.
That's a financial
pretty cool if they
did I'm not sure how anything works.
You'd think you'd run out of parking spaces pretty quickly, I would think, if that was the case.
You know what? As you say that, it makes sense. Now that I hear it.
Any institution in the history of economics that has ever given out a parking space with a with
He's
stock.
Just thinking of his Twitter parking spot.
Oh, sure. He got one outside the big Twitter headquarters, but that was a rarity. That was a one-off.
Who better to take financial advice from than the guy
nobody.
Who tanked with Twitter?
He's like a gnarled Warren Buffett.
Hey, my Twitter, by the way, is still worth 20% of what I paid for it.
Well,
it's in good shape.
See? What did
That's
we know?
The return I was hoping for.
Mm-hmm.
All right, time to see what else is going on in the world of showbiz. Here's Ralph.
Speaking of Bellator and returns,
Bellator! He-Man, I will take you forever.
What's happening right now?
You won't, Bellator. I loved him when I was a kid. Growing up. He-Man, Master of the Universe, taking on Bellator. Ah, He-Man! Bellator, get out of my kingdom. Am I right? Am I mistaken about Bellator?
I don't know. I have no idea.
It's happening at the Forum this Saturday.
Yay!
The return of the Huntington Beach bad boy, Tito Ortiz. Take it on. Chael Sonnen at Bellator 170 live from the Forum Saturday night, January 21st. You can buy your tickets, sure, if you want, at Ticketmaster.com. Or you can call right now at 1-800-520-1067. Caller number 20 gets a pair of tickets to Bellator 170. Caller number 20 right now. See, it's so funny. It says one winner gets here on this page of the instructions.
Right.
And then this page of the instructions says two winners get. So I don't know if one winner gets or two winners gets.
One.
Then why does the second page say two winners get?
Because they didn't change it from yesterday. Jerks.
All right, then.
It's a good system. I like it.
I like it.
I support it.
Once again, this station's running like a well-oiled machine. Hey, you know, last night was the People's Choice Awards.
What?
Really?
Yeah.
Was it an award show on last night?
I don't know. The show was on. I think they gave out the awards.
And the show was on.
The show was on.
Huh. I watched Joel's monologue.
Huh.
Joel McHale was the host.
Yeah, as you know, I've always said for a long time, the People's Choice Awards
is the best. It's the best of all of them.
It's total BS.
Right, that's what you say, right?
And why? Why do I say that, Kevin?
Because the people choose poorly.
The people are stupid. No, right, that's what I say, Kevin. Not they choose poorly. People are stupid. That's why who needs to know who they're giving awards to? They're dumb.
All right.
Well, you can certainly predict who's going to win based on who's in the audience. I'll tell you that.
You want some proof as to how dumb they are?
Sure.
How about favorite social media celebrity? When you think of social media celebrity, who's the one that jumps off the page at you and go, yeah, okay, I can see that?
Jaden Smith.
Right. Britney Spears.
What?
Oh, white hot Britney Spears was the people's choice for favorite media for social media celebrity.
What is she, was the last time what does she do?
Yeah.
She doesn't do anything.
I mean, does she have Instagram?
People are stupid.
Okay. They just see Britney Spears and they go, I want to vote for her for whatever.
Favorite comedic collaboration in social media? Steve. Ellen DeGeneres and Britney Spears.
What is this?
What's happening?
For their mall mischief sketch.
Come on.
Maybe that's why they voted for Britney, too. I don't know.
She was part of a funny thing that Ellen did.
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe.
All right. I'll make it easier for you.
All right.
Favorite TV show. Across the board, TV show. People's choice.
Well, Kevin Can Wait, obviously, is the funniest show on TV, but did that win?
That would be in comedy. We'll get there.
Oh, okay.
They have comedy, they have drama, but favorite TV show. Just flat out generic TV show.
Big Bang Theory.
Well, you'd be right if you said Outlander.
What?
Yeah, you heard me.
What?
Outlander. Everyone loves it. It's the people's choice.
Oh, wait. My God.
Wait, did you say they won?
Yes.
Isn't it 150th in the ratings?
I have no idea, because I've never heard of it.
Who are these people?
They're dumb. No surprise favorite network TV comedy, Big Bang Theory. That's no surprise there. What was a surprise for me was a favorite cable TV drama.
Well, that has to be Walking Dead.
Sure, or Bates Motel, which I believe is canceled due to lack of ratings. People choose to give it an award, but they don't choose to watch it.
Was it canceled almost a year ago, too?
I think it still has another season.
Oh, it does. Yeah. Oh, all right.
How about favorite cable TV comedy?
Favorite cable TV comedy.
Yeah, it would have to be Veep.
It would have to be. No. It would have to be Baby Daddy.
I'm sorry?
Baby
what
Daddy.
What is that?
Baby Daddy's that show we didn't know existed. Doritos. On ABC Family for 5 years.
This is unbelievable.
Oh, wait, no, Allie. Bean. It's quite believable. You know why it's believable? Because people are dumb.
Oh, jeez.
Favorite dramatic TV actress? Oh, think of all the dramatic TV actresses on. Think of who's your friend who teaches you how to get away with murder?
Oh,
Viola
yeah.
Davis.
Yeah,
right? Sure. I mean, there's so great. Many yeah. great dramatic TV actresses.
What about Fan Bing Bing?
No, she didn't make the cut. Mm. But Priyanka Chopra did.
All right.
From
Quantico. She is very pretty, from, Kevin. You're right.
From Quantico.
Hot Indian Badge Wearer. I think is the name of her show.
I think that's right.
I don't think it is.
I think it is. So it just goes on and on and on. You can wow. find out the rest of the results yourself. But I'm just telling you, people.
Bean, what channel was that on?
Fox, I think.
Really?
No. What channel was Joel McHale's Great Indoors show on?
CBS.
CBS? Then it was on CBS. It was on whatever channel Joel was on.
CBS.
Huh.
Who owns our station.
Yeah. It was, I watched the monologue, and Joel's fine. And he even did say, this is the one night a year that Hollywood cares what the rest of the country thinks. But when they gave Jennifer Lopez the first award, and she was sitting up front, they gave her the first award for the best actress in a dramatic cop show or something. It was
crime.
Just a
crime. Oh, no.
Crime show. That's what it was. Show. Yeah. I mean, it was that's unbelievable that the category existed, and I'm sure they gave it to her first because she said, look, I'll come, but I'm not going to stay for more than 10 minutes.
She was favorite crime drama TV actress.
There you go. Like, that's a category.
Not a category.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I beg to differ.
Yes.
Best crime drama TV actor?
What?
Mark Harmon.
Well, sure.
Sure.
It's unbelievable that that's a show.
It's not. That's why.
Yeah.
It's a facade. It's an illusion of a show. It's a mirage. Today's celebrity birthdays. Boy, a ton of people born today. Like Dolly Parton. Aww. 71 years old today.
National Treasure.
Katie Sagal, 63. Ooh. Sean Wayans turns 46. Speaking of Jennifer Lopez, her co-star from Code of Murder. Black and Blue. Code of Black.
Come
black
on, Kevin. Code. You watch the show. What's it called?
Blue,
the Jennifer Lopez
Blue
show?
Code. Blue Balls.
I don't think it's Blue Balls.
I wish it was.
It's a Code of Blue. Honor of Blue. Conduct of Blue. Shades of Blue.
Shades of Blue.
Shades of Blue.
Nice.
Close?
I think.
She watched it.
I watch it every week, and I can't remember the name.
I think it's Shades of Blue.
I think it is, too.
Let's just go with that next,
anyway,
like we know.
Drea Di Matteo, also from the Sopranos, of course. You remember her?
Sure.
45 years old today. My buddy Frank Caliendo is 43. Jodie Sweetin's 35. Logan Lerman, the actor, is 25 years old. And rapper Mac Miller is also 25. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Our friend Travis Barker joins us in studio in about 30 minutes or so, and we are going to be Facebook Living that as well if you want to watch as well as listen. Oh, Travis got a lot of good stuff coming up.
Yes, he does.
With this music festival, with the playing at the Grammys and everything, and the new California deluxe album with all the new songs that are coming out soon. So much to talk with Travis about. I'm very much looking forward to that. First, though, how about Dr. Drew Pinsky? I know it's early. He's on the street in New York City today. Doc, what's going on? What's happening in the Big Apple?
I'm just doing a couple television shows and, you know, visiting my daughter and things. And I'm not on the street exactly. I'm sort of near the street, but I'm not on the street.
Okay. All right.
Bean, did you picture him in, like, a tent?
Yes. Usually when we get to Dr. Drew, and he's usually so busy he's in a cab or something on his way to a TV show. So
getting pulled over last time.
Getting remember? Pulled over. That's right. Yeah. Last time we had you on from New York, Doc.
Yeah, it's true. That's true. I forgot about that. That's what happened. But I'm hearing Kevin's voice, it's so funny. I just all of a sudden got a wave of guilt after last week me not listening to Kevin's input and being so interested in being at Allie's.
I mean, you
really
did
hurt. Yeah.
You did specifically say, I want Bean's opinion. I want Allie's opinion. You said that specifically.
I know. And what really bothered me is like I didn't even consider your feelings.
Oh, I know.
Look.
But Kevin, I have a little sidebar here.
Yeah.
The reason was I was actually anxious to get Beans. You know, Beans thinks the Edmund Fitzgerald is the most fascinating bit of history. And anybody that does that, I want to hear their point of view. I knew it wasn't going to be something.
I see. So you knew my opinion would be dead on.
Mm.
Well, who needs that?
Sort of like, no, I figured yours would be like mine. And then I needed a female opinion from Allie. And so
yeah, that's all right.
And I have a vagina.
Right?
Right?
So you're qualified.
Yeah.
It just so happens.
Dr. Drew, it's all right. Okay.
Thank you.
Look, you made the right decision. You made the right decision. We don't ask Kevin's opinion either.
Correct.
All right, here's what I want to talk to you about. Has there been some controversy as a result of your statements about Big Soda this week, Dr. Ju? Because I feel like there are, once again, people have their knives out because of your opinion.
Yes, they got a little bit of a crap storm, but not as bad as I expected. What has happened here is the Agriculture Department did a big study, and they looked at how people are spending their food stamp dollars, so to speak. And it turns out that about 10% of that is going to sugary drinks and sodas, which is obviously not going to help our obesity problem and ultimately going to potentially burden our healthcare system. And so what I said was, well, come on now. We're giving free access here. We're giving supportive services. Can't we ask something in return? Like, you don't, these choices are not something you can use to buy a food stamp. You can't buy alcohol. You can't buy tobacco. How about you can't buy a couple other things that could really potentially harm your health? And is part of a huge campaign in this country to get people to stop doing this. I mean, where I'm here in New York City now, they tax those soda drinks. I'm not saying stop. I'm not saying build a nanny state. I'm not saying good for everybody necessarily. I'm saying if you accept something from the government, how about we ask a little something in return? Not a big deal.
So does this mean you think maybe they shouldn't be able to buy chocolate bars either, or Cap'n Crunch cereal, or lots of other things that are high in sugar? Or is it just soda that's on your mind?
See, Kevin, you see?
See how it works?
Why sometimes, yeah, I need Bean's opinion sometimes because he always thinks of something weird. No, I think they should. Yeah, I don't. The point is they're
any
not
any part of any kind of sugar. That's what Bean's saying. Any sugar
no,
at all.
I'm not saying that.
In
I'm
any product.
Well, if it turned out that they were using 15% of the money on, you know, Hershey bars, I'd say, well, maybe we'll look at that. But no, they're not. No one, you know, people are not. And so therefore, I would not restrict that. I don't think they're going to, I don't think people, I think this is sort of a inattentiveness. Hey, listen, I don't think people love these drinks. I think some of them, they think that some of the fruit juices are, by the way, are included in this category. I suspect some people think they're making healthy choices when they don't understand they're not. It's just a nudge. Just to nudge people to make healthier choices.
How big a nudge? What the hell's a nudge?
A nudge.
Oh,
yeah,
nudge.
You're pushing in the right direction.
Okay. You're working with one.
Dr. Ju, what about, look, this is a complicated issue and there's a lot of ways to approach this, but what about lots of people who drink soda like they eat other quote-unquote unhealthy foods in moderation, and they're not obese? It's just something that they enjoy as a treat once in a while.
I have no problem. Listen, I'm not on a campaign to end sodas or put sodas away. I'm really not that at all. I'm just saying, my goodness, we're using all these resources to help people get nutritional support. The idea is nutritional support, not yummy goodness. I think we should keep it in the zone of nutritional support. But and by the way, in the meantime, it's a $7 billion subsidy to the soft drink industry, right? I mean, it's just, that's 10% of the food stamps.
I was shocked to see $7.4 billion food stamps go for soda. That shocked me.
Right, and that's the number that you should be shocked by. And listen, I'm not interested in undoing the soda business. I drink Diet Coke. I drink soda drinks. We all do. And yes, in moderation, no problem. I prefer we all chose the sugar free, even though people have lots of funny feelings about the
aspartame and everything. Yeah.
So called, yeah. But be that as it may, again, it's just the fact that so nutritional support. That's right there in the name for what we're trying to do here: support the nutrition. Not just support the, again, you know, the access to whatever yummy goodness you want to put in your mouth.
All right, I want to ask one last question, Doc, and then I know we all have to go. And that is, I saw something that came out this week that talked about the things that kill the most Americans in terms of habits and things they put in their body. And I think are alcohol and tobacco at the top of the list, and then obesity is after that. Is that how it's playing out these days?
Alcohol and tobacco, people don't understand, alcohol is a carcinogen to almost every tissue in your body. And alcohol is not, it obviously damages the brain, it damages the liver. It's a serious, and we all use it. We all do. And tobacco, I think people are aware. Yes, number one and number two. Hey, before I go, let me tell you, did you see Rob Schneider got into a crap storm too for a little comment he made to John Lewis?
Mm-hmm. I did. I did see that because, you know, who do you go to for civil rights news? But Rob Schneider, right?
Yeah.
That's not what he was saying. He was not school. It came off like he was schooling him on how Dr. Martin Luther King won his civil rights campaign. But it was not that. He was just saying, everybody calm down. Again, people have their swords out, their knives out, like you said, Bean. People need to calm down, especially on social media. No?
Dr. Drew, I feel like maybe you should just defend your position.
I feel like the Deuce Bigelow Hill is not the one you want to die on.
All right, look for Dr. Drew with Adam Carolla now 5 days a week, believe it or not. He has his own podcast, the Dr. Drew Podcast, and, of course, Weekly Infusion, which is the new one that's very exciting. You can get all the information on this and live appearances and so much more at drdrew.com on Twitter, at Dr. Drew. Have a great time in New York. We'll talk again soon, sir. Thanks.
Yes, thank you.
Well, 6.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 6:52.
Ralph, we need to start a new podcast called Ralph and Bean Agree on Everything.
You're just the worst.
I would love that.
The podcast is called You're the Worst. And it'll just be about Bean, and I'll just tell people what things that you say and feel and think.
Hey, not only Travis Barker next hour on the Kevin and Bean Show, but check this out. Jim Rome on the program today, and we've got more tickets for you to be at the sold-out show at the Honda Center with 21 Pilots on either the February the 15th or 16th night. So that's coming up on K-Rock. First, Ralph's here with the Showbiz Beat on a Thursday. What's happening?
Well, now we know why Allie was talking up this Dog's Purpose film so much.
Man.
Turns out she hates dogs. Now we know why she said, this A Dog's Purpose movie looks great, and everyone needs to go see it, and I love this film. Oh, now we know why. Let's take a walk down Conspiracy Alley, shall we? It turns out she hates dogs.
I love dogs so much.
Because they tried to drown a German Shepherd while they were making it. Nice work, A Dog's Purpose, Allie.
What?
Allie likes to drown dogs.
I do not. I was devastated
by
this video.
No,
Kevin,
I did not.
Video exploded on the internet yesterday of them filming A Dog's Purpose and then taking a German Shepherd who, believe me, really does not want to go into a fake raging river.
Oh, he's terrified.
It's just giant torrents of water going down there.
No.
And they're
going to
make him swim across this faux river. And he really does not want to get into that raging water.
Oh, no.
So they keep trying to push him in, and the handler's like, get in there, Hercules. He's like holding his head down underwater, and they finally get him in the water. And it turns out the dog had a pretty good sense about why not to get in the water, because he goes under.
Oh,
and they
no.
have to stop filming and send scuba divers down to get him and pull him out.
Oh,
it's
no.
Terrible.
That's a terrible story.
And this is the movie Allie loves. And that's what you need to take away from it. Allie loves drowning German Shepherds.
I do not.
So there you go.
German Shepherds are some of my favorite dogs.
Apparently
you certainly
not.
Couldn't have endorsed this film more than you did, I'll tell you that.
Apparently Hercules doesn't like being drowned by you and your friends. So if you could please stop that.
So at the end of the movie, they can't put no animals were harmed in the filming of this movie.
Well, here's the thing. The American Humane Society, they always have a representative on these sets to ensure that no animals were harmed while the making of this film.
Right.
He was suspended. He lost his job.
Oh.
Apparently, he wasn't watching quite as closely as he should have.
Hmm.
Here's my favorite part is the statement from the producers. He's fine, they say, of Hercules the German Shepherd. He had several days of rehearsal of the water scenes to ensure he was comfortable with all of the stunts. On the day of the shoot, Hercules did not want to perform the stunt portrayed on the tape, so the Amblin production team did not proceed with filming that shot. Well, that's not what we saw.
Yeah. Wow.
They're making Hercules do it.
Yeah. Hercules is happy and healthy once divers and handlers rescued him from the river once he went under.
So. Oh, okay. So he's not dead.
No.
Oh, I thought you said he drowned. Okay.
Oh,
oof.
No.
All right.
No, he went under, and they, as Ralph said, they had to stop filming to save him.
That part where I said they went down and they saved him, they pulled him out?
You said they pulled him out. I didn't hear the saved him part.
No.
I'm glad.
By the way, I know a lot of people were looking forward to this movie, but I think this is one of those boycotts that's going to really catch fire, and I think it's going to really kill this movie at the box office, especially when you have Josh Gad, the narrator of the movie, coming out and saying, no, sir. No, sir.
Yeah, he was really upset.
He's real ticked. He works with PETA. Sad. He's got rescue dogs himself. He's like, I don't want to be any part of this. And this is your star.
No, I'm sure America will take notice because it involves a dog. And that's when they wake up. So as long as there's a dog
rightly
involved,
so.
I'm sure. Yeah, right. Forget the rest of the stuff going on in the country. But if it comes to dogs, you're in trouble. You lose because it's a dog. And Allie wants it dead.
I think I heard her say that. Very much alive.
It's weird.
But however, we can all agree
alive dogs.
That although Allie hates dogs.
Love dogs.
We all love Pico Taro, right? Pico Taro.
Oh, my Lord, yes.
Of course, the Japanese phenomenon who gave us not only PPAP, Pen Pineapple Apple Pen, but also I Love Orange Juice. Hey, I just said I love orange juice. Here it is.
I like orange juice.
Yeah, you do.
Thank you. Grape juice? No.
How about tomato juice?
Tomato juice? No.
Carrot juice?
Carrot juice? No.
Orange juice?
Yes, orange juice.
Yeah.
and juice.
Uh-huh.
Keep going.
Juice.
Orange juice. Orange juice.
I want to find out. I want to find out what it thinks of mango juice.
Mango juice?
Yeah.
No.
How about some
no.
milk? You like milk?
Milk? No.
Orange juice?
Orange juice. Yes.
Oh, yes. Orange juice.
I like orange juice.
I think we all do, Pico Taro.
Stop it, okay? Stop it.
Just before you came in.
Stop it.
Just before you came in, Ralph, Bean went on a 5-minute rant about how we were not going to play that song anymore.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Turns out that didn't work out so well. But here's the thing about Pico Taro. He's such an international phenomenon.
Right.
You know you've made it when Sesame Street has you on, right?
Yeah, I would say that's one of the barometers, sure.
How about Sesame Street Japan welcoming Pico Taro to their show? And how about Cookie Monster and Elmo singing Cookie Butter Choco Cookie instead of Pen Pineapple Apple Pen?
Well, I feel like I support it, but I haven't heard it yet.
Cookie Butter Choco Cookie. Hit it, Steve.
I have a cookie. I have a choco. Choco cookie. I have a cookie. I have a butter. Butter cookie. Choco cookie. Butter cookie. Cookie butter choco cookie.
Come on. Right?
Come on now. Right, Bean?
Because a thing like that should have never been written, and it should certainly never have been released.
I agree with the president.
Wow.
That's a first.
A lot of Japanese and Americans would beg to differ.
That's a horrible thing.
Look, today's celebrity birthdays. Dolly Parton is 71 years old today. Katie Sagal turned 63. Comedian Paul Rodriguez is 62. Sean Wayans, 46 years old. Andrea DiMatteo is 45. Frank Caliendo is 43. Jody Sweetin is 35 years old. Logan Lerman turns 25, as does rapper Mac Miller. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Our friend Travis Barker joins us in studio in about 10 minutes or so here on the Kevin Bean Show. We are going to be Facebook Live-ing the interview if you want to check that out at, are we at krock.com or kevinbean.com for the Facebook Live? Do we know?
Yes.
Okay. Check that out. Hey, America, right?
Is that how we're starting this?
That's how we're starting this, yes. Look. Are you guys tired of social justice? Aren't you sick of racial equality? Well, I am too. And that's why I'm moving to, and I hope you will join me, to the great state of Arizona, where we are on the cusp of some changes being made there. An Arizona lawmaker named Representative Bob Thorpe is in the news this week because he has proposed a law in his state, House Bill 2120, that will ban every college event, activity, or course that discusses social justice, skin privilege, or racial equality. Jeez. And if a university does do something like that on campus, he's suggesting that the state of Arizona should levy fines, multi-million-dollar fines and penalties against the universities, take away state aid from them if they engage in this shameful behavior. Because a university is no place to discuss social justice
Why?
Or racial equality.
How come?
I'm...
Why? How come?
That's a great question, Kevin.
You're from Arizona. These are your people. You tell me. What's going on?
I can't imagine.
So
I don't know. I don't understand not talking about it in any way. That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, he sounds like Representative Bob Thorpe is triggered.
Well, he specifically brought up things such as a privilege walk, which is an exercise at the University of Arizona, and also a course called Whiteness and Race Theory at Arizona State University. He seems to have problems with both of those events that seem to be encouraging people to discuss these topics.
Well, you don't want to discuss them because then things, might get better.
I mean, do you think...
So how? Why? Still.
Here's,
okay, again.
Allie, you've made a... You've spent a lot of time trying to understand white people. What...
She's our white people expert.
A lot of white people don't know. Do you think that... He feels like too many of the conclusions that are drawn when events like that take place on a college campus end up making the white man look bad? Do you think that's the problem here?
Yeah, I think it might go back to the quote, when you're accustomed to privilege, equality feels like oppression. He might be thinking, wow, these black people keep talking about how things aren't still equal. Mm-hmm. Shh, stop talking about it.
Because that makes me look bad.
Yeah. Right. I think maybe I can't. That's the only thing I can think of.
There's no other explanation.
No other explanation.
Well, let's find out, because we asked Dave if there's any way Mr. Thorpe would join us. And I believe we do have Arizona Representative Bob Thorpe on the phone with us on the Kevin Bean Show right now. Hello, Representative. Thanks so much for coming on.
Oh, good morning. Thank you for having me.
So I want to make sure we're not misinterpreting this House Bill 2120. Did we have it right that you no longer want activities on university campuses that discuss social justice, skin privilege, or racial equality?
That's correct. First of all, college is no place to be introduced to new ideas, in my opinion. I think that's,
that's why you go to college.
Absolutely, and I'm glad we agree on that. I mean, college.
No, I think we're saying you should go to college to learn new things.
And more importantly, what good can come from discussing our differences and our similarities and finding a common ground?
But, I mean, I would
seems
assume
like a recipe for disaster.
I would assume people learn.
It's too big a risk to take.
Congressman, a lot of times what happens is you see a problem from somebody else's viewpoint and it gives you it gives you a better understanding.
This is juvenile.
Okay, my turn?
Yeah. I mean, I guess.
I'm all for white privilege, don't get me wrong. What I'm against is talking about white privilege.
Okay.
Because I believe once you start to recognize, especially white kids, white young people, once they start to recognize that they do have these privileges, mm-hmm. I mean, that's a slippery slope.
I mean, I feel that's exactly what they need.
The next thing you know, they're extending those privileges to others.
Right. Right. And what's the problem with that? What's the problem with racial equality?
Oh, Mr. Tallyman, tally me banana. They like come and me one go home.
Congressman, how can you be against racial equality? Is that a vacuum? Oh, you have to vacuum now during an interview?
Is that a leaf blower? What is that?
So they will lose 10% of their funding should they engage in any of these sort of discussions. And I think that is reasonable.
Okay. Don't you think that everyone
Sorry, got to cut some wood.
Now? You got to cut wood now?
I've got 2x4s.
I mean, do you want us to call a different time?
No, this is good.
Okay.
So we're making an exception for the Holocaust, however, because let's face it, the Jews have all the money.
Okay, again, that sounds like an anti-Semitic. Okay.
You keep going. What do you got?
No one said anything.
That was a preemptive gunshot. Let's go.
Travis Barker. We always look forward to a visit from our good friend Travis Barker, and never more so than today because there's so much great stuff to talk about. Ladies and gentlemen, the man is here. We're on Facebook Live as well. Welcome to the Kevin Bean Show. Travis, how are you, sir?
I'm great. That is the most illest, most fantastic intro ever.
It could have gone on for another, like, 5 minutes, I feel like. You've done so much stuff.
I haven't heard so many of those records. It's pretty cool.
Should listen to some Travis Barker records. They're pretty good.
They are good.
I never do that.
So, Happy New Year, man. How are you?
I'm great. Happy New Year to you guys, too. How are you guys doing?
We're good.
We're doing great, too. You are busy, as always, and as I mentioned, we got a lot of stuff to talk about, but let's get the business out of the way first that I know you are so excited to talk about, and that is the 10th annual Musink Festival happening St. Patrick's Day weekend at the OC Fair and Event Center. 10 years this thing's been going on. You've been with it for what, 2 or 3 maybe now?
Yeah, this is my third year curating it.
I got to tell you, I was shocked to see that it was the 10th anniversary of this.
Yeah, it's
insane,
I thought it's
been going like 4 or 5 years or something like that. It just flies by.
Yeah, I mean, it was going already, 7 years before I jumped in it. And then it's just, I don't know, it's been awesome. We're the only music tattoo convention that's around in Southern California now. So it's pretty exciting.
I wanted to ask about that because it's one of the rare couplings of those two events, music and tattoos. And are you going to travel this thing and anywhere else other than Southern California, or is this your home?
That is the end goal.
It is.
I mean, that's the first thing you see when we announce a lineup. They're like, oh, I wish this was in New York.
Yeah, when you see this lineup especially.
Yeah, this lineup is no joke.
Yeah, this one's like, we hit them hard with it. It's just a great lineup of bands. We have the best tattoo artists all under one roof. And this year we have some of the best cars ever on display, like 10 displays of the most insane cars in the world.
And some of them are yours?
You know, mine, I have nice cars, but these cars go into a whole other bracket of nice. You know, these people spend $500,000 on an old school, and that's dedication. But
what can you do to a car for $500,000, Travis?
You could take the entire thing apart and make everything either gold plated or chrome plated, and then sometimes it's insane. Sometimes it's etched. They put so much time and money into it. So we got 10 of those coming, and then we have a couple sick motorcycles. I'm going to bring one of my rides down. But, yeah, it's pretty exciting.
I feel like this is just sort of a giant hang for you. I feel like you just surrounded yourself with tattoo artists that you love and bands that you love.
Yeah, it's everything I love. I grew up, you know, getting beat up and spit on at NoFX concerts and Lagwagon concerts, Vandals, Pennywise. It's really made up of a bunch of friends of ours and people I've just been fans of.
This lineup, Ali mentioned how ridiculous it is this year. This has to be, even though, you know, you've been curating and you love all of them, this has to be your favorite, I would imagine, right? This is like, this is your life looking at this lineup.
Yeah, this is a cool lineup that every day is cohesive and kind of goes together. Some days, you know, some years we'll have like a Saturday, it'll be like a hip-hop.
Remember Snoop did it?
Yeah, Snoop. Yellow Wolf had done it, Tech N9ne. This year it was kind of like, let's give people 3 days of like-minded, you know, bands, and you know, a lot of people will go all 3 days. So yeah, we're really excited.
Having Bad Religion and Pennywise playing together, and we kind of take them for granted because they've been Southern California legends and they've both been on K-Rock for so long and even before that. But are they well known around the country, Travis?
Oh yeah, I mean, especially those bands in Europe just kill it. But are you kidding me? Orange County, Pennywise, and Bad Religion in one night.
It's incredible. The Used is playing this year. Glassjaw, Goldfinger. I know you're good friends with those guys. Story of the Year, NoFX, The Vandals, Lapwagon. I mean, it really is amazing. And by the way, I was surprised. I think I read your Forbes piece when you were talking about the tattooists. How many tattoo artists are going to be at Musinc that weekend?
I think there's about 800.
800, you guys.
Only 800?
Yeah, only 800. And what's cool is, like, some of them you would never see. Like, you know, they're coming here, you know, just for this one time. So it's the only 3 days they might be in Southern California, and you might want a piece by them. Or
I'm
sorry,
still
I didn't
stuck
mean
on,
to take out your mic.
Stuck on the I read your Forbes piece.
Yeah, what's that like, Travis?
Right?
Anytime they want to do a Forbes interview, I'm like, are you serious?
Yeah. Are you sure you have the right guy?
Yeah, the guy who does a lot of those, I believe his name is Steve. He's awesome, and he gets it. It says something, too, that Forbes is like, you know, that someone like me is even on their radar. It's pretty cool.
It is pretty cool.
Yeah, you mentioned that you were looking forward to getting some new ink that weekend, and I was curious what the status is of available room on the Travis Barker body at this point.
I still have my buttocks.
Okay. I love the way you say that word.
We're willing to take your word for that.
Yeah. Where do you anticipate squeezing something new in that weekend?
Well, I'll figure out. I'm definitely going to play one day. I just don't know.
You're just trying to decide who to jump on stage with, right?
Feldman has been, you know, I recorded the new Goldfinger album with him, or began recording it with him. He's a monster. He writes a song every hour or whatever, but we're talking about me possibly playing that set. I think that's going to happen. And that's my childhood, you know? Like, I was in the Aquabats opening up for Goldfinger, And John would be like, get on the drums, get on the drums. I'd be like, okay. And he kind of sunned me back then. Like, he was really cool, man. I was in a van, and he would, you know, take me on the bus and just kind of chop it up with me. I learned a lot from him. He was awesome. So,
and I feel like you've never lost touch with your roots, with all of these people that you came up with. I feel like you're still tight with, which is rare, I think, unusual.
Yeah, I was doing I don't know if you guys have ever heard of Rich Roll. He's awesome, man.
I don't think I am.
He's an Iron Man or whatever. But we were kind of talking about that. We were touching on some stuff. I did his podcast, and he was like, "It's, you know," we went through my story, and I was like, you know, I quit the Aquabats, and then I quit, you know, playing in Feeble to play with the Aquabats. Quit Aquabats to play with Blink, and I was like, man, I'm so grateful that these people are still in my life, you know, and they actually contributed to my book. It's been, it's cool, man. What does H2O say? You know, don't forget your roots.
You're one of the few people who can leave a band and leave it on good terms. I mean, a lot of times that upsets the friendship of it. And
yeah,
because you're like family, and then you break up, and it never goes back to where it was.
Yeah, those are your brothers. When you're in a band, those are your brothers. So anytime I did leave a band, I felt awful. Like, there was tears. I hated it.
The Musinc Festival, by the way, is musincfest.com. That's the website. And tickets are on sale now, Travis?
Yes, tickets are on sale now.
Such a great show. We need to take a break. Travis Barker is here, and we will be right back on the World Famous K-Rock. Our friend Travis Barker in studio with us here on the Kevin and Bean Show. You can watch the interview, by the way, on Facebook Live at K-Rock as well. So much going on with Travis. We were talking about the Musinc. Tickets are on sale now. It's St. Patrick's Day weekend. It's going to be the OC Fair and Events Center. By the way, already hearing from a ton of your fans. Alfredo just wrote in, got my tickets for Friday. We heard from another listener who bought tickets for all 3 days. Is that common? A lot of people do the 3-day passes, Travis?
Yes, you see a lot of the same people all 3 days.
I wanted to mention something about the ticket prices, because an event like this with these bands, first of all, single day tickets are available, which is not the case for Coachella.
A lot of festivals,
for Coachella,
yeah,
for example, or festivals like that I love.
Yeah.
But you have single day for $45 and 3-day passes for $99 and kids under 7 free with a paid adult. I mean, it seems like you're really trying to get as many fans there as you can without overpricing it.
Yeah, it's
You could charge so much more for this lineup.
Yeah.
Like, you need to jack it up a little.
You know, it's cool. It is a family event. You know, like, my kids go. They're out hanging out at the different booths. Like, they've even, like, you know, there's a group of kids that go. You think of every tattoo artist or a friend that has a car there, or the bands. Like, everyone has kids there as well. It's a really cool event, and, you know, it's not a matter of, you know, charging this huge ticket price and everyone getting rich off it. It's about making a great event for everyone and making
it affordable. Family and community are what they're really, you know, my takeaway here.
Yeah, those people who are going to see those bands, we're not used to having a huge ticket price, you know, like, grew up seeing Pennywise and Lagwagon and the Vandals for X amount of dollars. We, you know,
That was in the day, so I'm giving you props for keeping that price so low. I imagine people came to you and said you could get so much more for these tickets.
Yeah.
And you had to at some point say, let's keep the prices low so we can let the average fan in, you know?
Yeah. I mean, it's about the fans.
And it's also about little kids getting tattoos, and I respect that, Travis. I love that you're never too young to get a tattoo.
Most importantly.
Hey, speaking of kids, I wanted to ask, and I wouldn't have brought this up except you posted it over the holidays. Alabama and her little video with Landon on the drums singing a Christmas song. How proud as a dad are you to see your kids following in your footsteps and wanting to be involved in music?
It's amazing. Since she was a little girl, she'd record a song for me for Christmas.
Wow.
So, yeah, every year I would never, you know, I know Christmas time would be coming, and I knew it would be right, you know, right down the way or whatever, and a day before Christmas she always hands me a computer and tells me to listen.
That's pretty cool.
And this time she said, Dad, I want to do it in a real studio, and I want Landon to play drums on it. So it's cool. They both love music so much, and they've seen every side of it. They've been around it. They've been touring since they were 2 and 4 years old. So.
And what a voice she's got for 10 years old, by the way.
Yeah, she's killer, and she takes great direction in the studio, and I couldn't be more stoked. They're both just awesome.
You're so sort of lucky that she has a good voice, though, right? Because what if she didn't?
Like, what if she really? Yeah, I'd be like, go in there and record, honey.
she loves music but can't sing. That would suck.
Yeah, that would be a bummer. Fortunately, they both. You know, my son, it's not even fair. He doesn't practice. He doesn't need to practice. He's just, it's in his blood. He can play drums, and he picks up on stuff super
That's cool.
quick.
That's very cool.
And Alabama, the same thing. We actually recorded at John Feldman's studio. And Feldman's a great, you know, vocal coach, producer, or whatever. Mm-hmm. And
so her, you'll be cool if they decide they want to follow in Daddy's footsteps. You don't have any fear about them getting into the music business like a lot of parents, a lot of show business parents would.
Yeah, I don't really trip on it. Whatever they want to be, I'm 110% supportive. It's whatever makes them happy. Of course, would I be stoked if it was music? I don't look at music and go, oh my gosh, don't get into that. Because music has been great for me. Music, like... is healing, and it's just, it's amazing. There's nothing better to me than music to me. So if they wanted a career in music, or they want to just do it as a hobby or for fun, I love it.
It seems like there's a lot of heartbreak in music, in that people who are just average talent can't really make any progress. That has never been your problem, because you're a great drummer and you practice every single day, and it's been, you live a charmed life.
Yeah, you have to be. I tell them, and I tell anyone that asks me, you have to be obsessed with it. Not because you want a hot girlfriend or you want money. You know, I didn't want any of that stuff. It was all about, I just loved playing music.
But let's not throw shade at hot girlfriends either.
No,
right?
Of course not. Hot girlfriends, cars, and everything else is cool. If it's a symptom of doing what you love.
Okay. Right. I just want to make sure we're all on the same page.
But for me, it's like every day I'm just in competition with myself, and I just, you learn something. There's no quit to learning. You never stop learning.
Do you literally play drums 365 days a year?
I try to. Sometimes I'll take a couple days off after like a crazy week or something, but for the most part,
you play something.
Yeah, like last night I played for an hour and a half. There was no reason besides I love it.
Just you love it.
Yeah.
All right, this is the voice of Travis Barker here on the Kevin and Bean Show. In our remaining moments, we've got to cover some Blink business, because last year, 2016, was, you could argue, the greatest year to be in Blink 182 ever, right? In terms of the amount of people you played for and the acclaim that you got and the records that you sold and everything else. I mean, it was a banner year for your band.
Yeah, it was.
And then
awesome.
At some point in December, you were telling us off the air, you started to tell us, we stopped you. Your phone starts going off at 4:00 in the morning one morning. What happened, Travis?
I just see all these texts coming in going, we're nominated for a Grammy. We're nominated for a Grammy. And then all the congrats, you know, it was 4 in the morning.
Was this your first Grammy nomination?
Yes.
How is that possible after 25 years?
You know,
it makes no sense.
I don't care when it comes. It's just awesome. I told John Feldman, I was like, now we are Grammy nominated John Feldman and Grammy nominated you know, drummer Travis Barker. I'll take that. I don't even need to win the Grammy. That's just cool.
I mean, the Grammys is not probably something that's even been on your radar or in your mind. I mean, obviously, that's not why you make music and whatnot. It's just that, like you say, it's a side effect of doing what you already love. It's just one of those nice bennies, right?
Yeah, it's a symptom of making and creating music and doing what I love. And it's pretty cool, because for a year, you know, I've been a part of the Grammys many times. You know, once with Eminem and Drake and Lil Wayne, once with Chuck D and Tom Morello, and once with Pitbull and Joe Perry. So I've gotten a chance to be up there.
That alone is insane.
Yeah, so I always say after those nights, I'm like, okay, I could die, whatever. This was awesome. So this was, I guess this felt even more crazy, more insane, is actually for the band I play with.
That's crazy.
That's forever to be recognized.
That's awesome. The first time you were nominated is insane to me.
Yeah.
I assumed
that you'd won a bunch of Grammys.
Yes.
Yeah, I had two.
No.
I had
no.
Two.
That's crazy.
No, sir.
All right. So 2017, you're playing a lot more shows. You guys are doing the big festivals in Europe. I know you're excited about that. And can you tell us more? Some of the information started to leak out about all these extra songs that you guys wrote. You've been on a hot streak lately. You got all these songs we haven't heard yet, and there's going to be a deluxe edition of the California album. What can you tell us about that, when and how and all that?
There is the most insane deluxe album coming. And I mean, I feel like it's as good. I feel like it's better than California.
What?
Yeah, if you can imagine that. We got in the studio for 2 weeks, a couple weeks ago, and we wrote 13 or 14 songs. And
that's how all the best songs come, is one a day.
Yeah, it was insane.
We all know that.
It was more than one a day. It was really crazy. And we decided, if we don't put them out on this deluxe album, I don't think they would see the light of day of 2018, because they'll be working California still for a whole other year.
Right.
Almost a year. So all these songs will come out on a deluxe album, and it's just incredible. I mean it when I say I like it better than California. There's a song called Parking Lot that's a really, really amazing, amazing track. There's a song called Misery. Is there
any as good as We Built This Pool?
There is. There is one about pregnancy that's on there. That's a short song that's very charming. And
I don't think charming means what you think.
You guys handle charming the best.
Yeah. But it's exciting. It's coming together. I'm going to see D-Face while he's out here, and we're going to flip the cover so it's not the exact same cover. It's very much like the cover, but we're gonna experiment with some colorways and.
When's all this?
That's exciting,
Travis.
Yeah,
it is coming pretty darn quick.
Does that mean in the next couple of months?
Yes.
Okay.
Wow. Oh, cool. All right. Almost out of time. Real quick. Transplants covers album. True or false?
True.
That's strong.
Absolutely true.
We all love the Transplants, but I can't even imagine the wide variety of styles and bands you're going to pull from for a covers album.
Yeah, between myself, Tim, and Rob, there's a lot of musical influences. And when we went in to record this covers album, it was anything goes. You could bring an idea for a cover, and we're gonna record it.
No matter what it was.
So you didn't judge it. Tim didn't bring in something. You go, no. Let's. Who else has an idea? Put your hand up. Nothing.
Yeah, nothing like
let's
that.
Do it. Okay.
And we would honestly the way it would go down is we had what's called Transplants Tuesdays, and we'd show up around 10 or 11 a.m. Someone would present the song. 45 minutes later, we're in the studio recording it. Yeah, there's no hey, go home and learn these three songs. It was
why learn a song before you record it?
It was very spontaneous. And
there have to be songwriters out there who hate you right now.
It was challenging, honestly.
I worked a year on writing a song.
Yeah, especially if you don't know the song and you're just learning it.
Right.
You have to map out your parts. And then Transplants, we pretty much go in there and play live.
That sounds fun because
you're all fans of music so much, and you're all fans of each other's music so much. That sounds like a good time.
Yes,
all right.
Sir.
Final piece of business, Mr. Travis Barker, and we love you and we thank you, and it's so great to catch up with you. You really are sincerely one of our favorite people in the world, so thank you for being here.
Love being here.
Pick a number for me between 1 and 100, please.
66.
Incorrect.
Damn. No, it's not incorrect. It was he's just
okay,
a number, yeah.
Okay.
Caller 66 right now at 1-800-520-1067. We'll give you a pair of 3-day VIP passes to Travis Barker Presents the 10th Annual Muse Inc. It's at the OC Fair and Event Center on March 17th through the 19th at St. Patrick's Day weekend, plus a meet and greet with Travis Barker. How about that for a giveaway here today? So caller 66 at 1-800-520-1067. Travis, have a great year, man. We'll see you soon. Thank you, my friend.
Oh, thank you, guys.
So we've heard about Travis Barker's buttocks. We're going to move on to the 8 o'clock hour. Jim Rome will be on talking sports, and we got your tickets for the sold-out 21 Pilots shows coming up at the Honda Center. First, Ralph's here with the Showbiz Beat on a Thursday.
It was a little Forrest Gumpy, wasn't it?
It was very much so.
I got shot in the buttocks. Here's some good news. If you're a fan of a television program called Will and Grace, NBC has reportedly picked up a 10-episode, limited, brand-new series of that popular television show as a revival.
Allie, you're the Will and Grace fan on the show, or is this good news? Are we excited about it, or has its time passed?
Well, the short video they made pre-election of Donald Trump versus Hillary Clinton was wildly popular on the Internet, and let producers know that there certainly was an audience involved in their characters and would love to see them reunite, and that's what's going to happen. Reportedly, James Burrows, who directed the entire 8-season run of that original series, will also serve as director on the revival as well.
Wow.
Same director for all 8 seasons
of
a sitcom.
That's very rare.
It's very, very rare. And Burrows, by the way, one of the great all-time television sitcom directors, did Cheers and just a ton of classic television shows. So, Eric McCormick, Deborah Messing, Sean Hayes, and Megan Mullally will all be back in their original roles. So,
a renewed season of Will and Grace, which has been off the air, I gotta say.
30 years?
A decade.
10?
Right?
10 years.
Yeah.
Sounds about right.
It's nuts. Kind of cool.
Am I a bad person that I never watched that show?
Yes, because okay. It's amazing.
It was pretty funny. It was
so
pretty
good.
Funny. It wasn't, you know, the subject matter wasn't right up my alley, but I would tune in and watch, and very well written, very well performed, all talented actors. Megan Mullally, I think, is a superstar.
Yeah.
She can do no wrong. Deborah Messing, also charming, lovely, talented, funny stuff.
But you're a bad person for a lot of other reasons.
Oh, yeah.
Not just
that one.
Hey, Netflix announced its yearly numbers yesterday. Turns out people like Netflix.
Really?
Yeah. They told their stockholders that viewership has gone up by more than 7 million subscribers to 93.8 million Netflix subscribers.
What?
Remember yesterday we said, how does Netflix have all that money to pay all those people? How are they paying Jerry Seinfeld all that money for his series? Apparently that's how they do it.
Wow.
You get 100 million people to pay for something, and then you have money to spend.
Wow.
It turns out. It's a good business model. You have a lot of people buy your product, and that gives you more money.
I don't get it.
I have to make a note of that.
I know. It's kind of crazy, but I'm thinking that's the way to go. That's just me.
Were you surprised in their announcement yesterday, Ralph, to see how many people are still receiving DVDs by mail from Netflix and that still exists?
No, not at all.
My parents. That's all they get.
Really?
Yeah.
Can you imagine thinking, hey, I want to rent a movie, going on the internet, and then waiting 2 or 3 days for it to arrive at your house?
Hey, listen, Bubble Boy. There's a lot of people in America who don't live life the way you do, with a coaxial cable plugged into the base of their skull.
I understand
just get
that.
Everything fed to you from the internet.
But I feel like streaming at this point is not a novelty. I feel like it's fairly mainstream to be able to stream things now.
Do a little research and see how many people are using dial-up modems for their computer connections. If you want to have your eyes opened.
There's some left.
I would have guessed that's near zero. I would have.
You'd be incorrect, sir.
No kidding.
Yeah. A lot of people are living not quite as technically advanced as some of us. And that's why there are still those options out there.
All right.
All right.
2.1 million people still use AOL dial-up.
There you go. For example, there's a fact.
That's just in the U.S.
Haven't heard of Netflix, though.
2.1 million.
Put that in your pipe.
Wow.
And download it. I don't even know what that means. Springsteen, he's pretty cool. He did one last.
All those people he kills.
He did one last favor for our commander in chief, Barack Obama. President Barack Obama said that Bruce came by and gave a little secret acoustic concert at the White House on January 12th.
All right, then.
Just for.
That's pretty cool.
Just for Barack and his wife and about 250 West Wing staffers. Just a little going-away present from Barack Obama and the boss to everybody who worked with him there at the White House. Bruce did 15 songs, 2 duets with his wife, Patti Scialfa. Well, look, nothing's perfect. And they all had a lovely time, apparently. Just Bruce just sitting down with acoustic guitar, just rocking out for...
That's a pretty cool perk.
For the people there at the White House. Yeah, that's pretty strong. Soon, though.
Soon he won't be allowed there.
Ted Nugent will be performing for the White House. That'll be awesome. Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. Mac Miller is 25 years old today. Actor Logan Lerman, also 25. Jodie Sweetin of Fuller House is 35. Frank Caliendo is 43. Drea Di Matteo, you know her, of course, from Sopranos and now Shades of Blue with Jennifer Lopez over at NBC. When's that coming back, by the way? I've seen the commercial. I've seen that where they're walking along the edge of the roof there and the roof is collapsing around them.
Oh, I've not seen that yet.
Oh, so cool. I love that show.
Yeah, Jennifer Lopez is a very convincing New York City police officer.
You haven't watched it.
You hate the show.
I've never seen it once, so why don't you pipe the F down?
I've never heard of better casting.
You can't be hot and a cop.
No, Allie, you can
that's
only
it.
You can only do difficult jobs if you're ugly in Bean's world.
I'm not terrible saying
that.
That
is what you're saying.
No, it's not
saying.
What I'm saying.
It yeah, totally is.
I'm saying you can't be Jennifer Lopez and be a cop.
Talented actress.
That's what
and
I'm
play
saying.
A role.
Here's the thing. You're wrong.
Well, you don't know, man.
I do. I've watched it. How many episodes have you watched?
Technically none, but I'm telling
then
you.
Then shut
terrible.
The f up.
Do you ever see a movie called Out of Sight with George Clooney where she played a DEA agent?
Mm-hmm. Great movie.
Great movie. Yeah. Great movie. It was a romantic comedy, and she was phenomenal in it. It was a romantic comedy, and it was well within her skill set.
It wasn't a romantic comedy at all.
It certainly was.
It wasn't. It was based on an Elmore Leonard. It was a crime drama.
It was
an
action movie.
Yes. That's not how she played it. I'm telling you.
You guys
are not telling me anything, by the way.
She
with your
is
lies,
not
with your fake news.
Convincing 2017 New York City cop.
You
walking a beat, she's just
or
not.
Shut up.
First of all, she's not walking a beat because it's just not 1937. And she's not swinging a little billy club with one of those big round Keystone Cop hats. She's a detective in a squad that takes on organized crime.
I will not allow it.
It doesn't really matter what you allow or don't because it exists and it's good.
All right. You're fake news.
She's not walking a beat, grabbing an apple from the fruit vendor in the corner. Well, Model A comes down to you, oh, stop that horseless carriage racket.
You ever heard so much from a guy who's never watched something?
Yes, on a daily basis.
Look, we live in a post-fact world, you guys. I don't need to know anything about it to have an opinion.
Sean Wayne's birthday today.
Thank you.
Katie Sagal is 63, and Dolly Parton turns 71. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
All right, Jim Rome time. Every Thursday just after 8 on the Kevin and Bean Show. You can listen to the program, jimrome.com, from 9 till noon on Play It and iTunes for the Jim Rome Daily Jungle Podcast. How are you, Mr. Rome? Welcome back, sir.
Bitchin' intro. Guys, congrats to everybody who came to work today in the rain.
Right?
That's the type of courage and valor to be honored. I consider each and every one of you heroes. Well done.
I do not think that is overstating the case. It is practically a rainforest out there today, Joe.
Heroes. Heroes, man. Nobody gets this. Every time I say that on my show, guys, there's always some idiot like from Calgary. Hey, tough guy. It's 150 below here and a wind chill of a million below and I've never missed a day of work and I work outside. Hey, good for you, tool. Good for you because 50 here feels like 50 below and I'm not going to apologize. So you all are heroes.
Well said. All right, Jeff.
See you next week.
We're gonna talk about the NFL playoff weekend, and it's sure to be great. But I want to ask you first about a couple of social media things. Your take on Antonio Brown, who I think, although he did a dumb thing by Facebook lived a locker room meeting, right? That's what happened. And he's getting a lot of heat for it. And I think, honest mistake, I think too much is being made of it. What do you think?
All right, so I come out like this. He's a really, really good player and a really, really good guy. But what he did was he violated one of their most sacred codes, the sanctity of the locker room. It's like the athlete's space. They get really weird when anybody jerks with it. And then one of their own turned around and did it for what? His own personal gain. For no other reason that he was jonesing so hard for social media. That's why the coach put him on blast. That's why his own quarterback called him out. So great player, great dude, bad decision. Now what's key here is since the world saw his coach Mike Tomlin call the Patriots a-holes, Steeler Nation is concerned what the Pats and their coach Bill Belichick are going to do. But don't sweat it. Check this, guys. Belichick doesn't care about social media. He doesn't even know anything about it.
Well, as you know, I'm not on Snapface and all that. I'm really too worried about what they put on Instant Chat or whatever it is.
There you go. Snapface and Instant Chat. Hey, Bill, while you're at it, man, don't worry about Linked Face, Pin Face, Insta Face, iFace, eFace, or Crank Swipe.
Now, first of all, I'm on Crank Swipe, and it's excellent. But and he's. It sounds like that's a Saturday Night Live sketch, but he's not making a joke, right? He literally
I think he's joking.
He's been doing this for a while.
Yeah,
is
that's
he joking, or is he?
That's his best dick. He thinks that's funny.
Yeah. It is funny. He's right. It is funny.
I'll bet you that guy's on Yelp with 10,000 reviews. He probably knows more about social media than any of us. I bet that guy goes down that rabbit hole every single day. Man, he knows what it is. Yeah, I'm not on InstaChat or Snapface. Yeah, you are, Bill. Yes, you are.
All right.
Snapface, Allie. Snapface, no.
If you're a Steelers fan, you're right. You're never excited to have to play the Patriots. A lot of people are suggesting that this could be one of the greatest Final Four in NFL history because you got your Tom Brady, your Aaron Rodgers, your Ben Roethlisberger, your Matt Ryan. I mean, this is a dream come true for a lot of football fans, right?
It's pretty awesome. You've got four quarterbacks, and three of them are essentially already in the Hall of Fame, and the fourth one is going to win the NFL MVP this year. So it's a great matchup. You know, in terms of Pittsburgh and the Patriots, I love that. Normally, if the Pats are at home at night and it's in the playoffs, it's a no-brainer, especially when Belichick's specialty is taking away the other guy's best offensive weapon. The problem is the Steelers have three of those. So it's going to be a tough call. End of the day, though, at night, those chows will be liquored up and fueling up all day long, and Tom Brady gets to sleep in his special pajamas. Allie, it looks good for you. I'm going to go Pats and Allie for the win.
Thank you, Jim. Thank you.
Allie, let's see how you feel, because I know you and a lot of other Pats fans were worried about those interceptions last week. They did not look great, especially in the first half against the Texans. You feel like they come back this weekend? You okay?
Listen, I've been saying it for weeks.
I don't, this isn't
something feels weird with this team. But I will say this. If they were to lose, I'd enjoy my Super Bowl more. I cannot enjoy a Super Bowl when the Pats are playing it. Can't. Cannot.
Too much stress, too much pressure.
I can't have dip. I can't have a cocktail. So
you can't have a cocktail.
You're telling me you can't eat or drink if your team's in the Super Bowl.
I mean, it's
come on,
true.
Allie.
That's true.
Lighten up, Allie.
But that's not me suggesting you want them to lose.
No,
though.
Not at all. But here's the thing: I've been saying for weeks nobody's beating the Packers. I've been saying that for weeks, and I kind of still believe it. I hate that I believe it. But I kind of still believe it.
Jim, first of all, Allie, better to go there and lose than not go there, right?
Absolutely.
All right, then stop saying that you can't eat or drink if your team's in the Super Bowl, because you can. You know you can.
I enjoy dip less, Jim.
But it's awesome to have your team in the Super Bowl, and anytime you have the opportunity to do that, you should do it and embrace it and love it. I think that's
Listen, they're on the hate tour, all right? They're on the hate tour. They want this so badly after what the commissioner did to them, so I wouldn't sweat it. But your point about Green Bay is pretty well taken. Like, you look at them on paper, and they're all busted up right now, and they have to go on the road against an unbelievable offense and the likely MVP in Matt Ryan. But there's this thing about Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
And the guy is so good right now. In fact, better than anybody I've ever seen play that position, even your boy Tommy B.
I mean, slow down.
Some real talk, Allie. Better than Tommy B. But no way I should pick against the Falcons, but I cannot pick against Aaron Rodgers. I'm going to roll with him.
Jim, twinners again.
Look at that.
You did? Wow. What's going on, huh?
I don't know.
And by the way,
she wants to see who you pick, Jim. That's what's going on.
Congratulations
on coming to work in the
rain.
All right. I am super sad that you're out of time. Go Ducks.
Go Ducks.
JimRome.com, 9 to noon, the Daily Jungle podcast available for you.
I got nowhere to be, guys. I'm not going anywhere. I got nowhere to be.
Play.it and iTunes. James, have a great show. We'll talk to you next week. Thank you, sir.
Bye.
All right, here we go, guys. Phone lines are lit up at 1-800-520-1067. We are playing for sold-out tickets to go see one of the best live bands on the road today. They're called 21 Pilots. They're playing two sold-out shows at Honda Center February 15 and 16. We're giving away tickets all this week on the Kevin and Bean Show. And by the way, we have another pair coming up just after 9. Mm-hmm. But right now, let's give it away with a game that we like to call... anyone know what this game's called?
Famous Pilots?
Famous Pilots.
Well, you had some... You want to see 21
Pilots? The hell? We got you covered now. Don't start a riot. This game's going to be legit.
We call it Famous Pilots. Yeah. Famous Pilots. This is Famous Pilots. They fly so high. All right, Ralph Garman, you are hosting. What's the game all about?
It's about famous pilots.
I see. Famous
pilots. Because here we have 21 pilots.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And we said, what could be a tie-in with pilots?
I see.
And we thought, hey, wait a minute, pilots. So we're going to give you a little piece of trivia about a famous pilot or a famous person that is a pilot.
Okay.
And all you need to do is identify... the famous pilot.
So just to clarify, this has nothing to do with the band.
Oh, no. Oh, no. This is simply a wordplay game.
Okay.
Because pilots is in the name of the band. Famous
pilots. Which is how we ended up playing 21 yesterday for the same tickets. Mm-hmm. All right. So if you get it right,
and
you go
Depeche
into...
And Depeche a la mode, by the way, for those of you who remember that great game.
You go into the drawing. Kevin, who's our first contestant, please?
First up, we have Ali from Garden Grove. Hi there.
How you doing?
Ali?
Yes, sir.
Here is your famous pilot question. These guys piloted the very first flying machine on December 17th, 1903, at Kitty Hawk, North Carolina. Two guys.
That's the Wright brothers.
The Wright brothers, indeed.
Well done.
Congratulations. Right. You're going into the drawing.
All right. Let's go to Jason in Oxnard. Welcome to the show, Jason.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Jason. This movie star earned his private pilot's license at the age of 22 and today owns several aircraft, including a Boeing 707. He may even grease his own plane when he gets a Saturday night fever to fly.
Come on.
That's a John Travolta.
That's who that it is. John yes. Travolta, yes.
Can the host of this game go into the file, please?
No, he cannot. He is file proof.
Sterling in Newport Beach. Hi.
That is the Trebek Law.
Hello, Sterling.
Good morning.
Hey, Sterling, here's your question. She was the first female aviator to fly solo across the Atlantic Ocean and disappeared flying over the Pacific Ocean in 1937.
That would be Amelia Earhart.
It would indeed.
Look at that.
Three for three. Kevin, you have to hate this game because it's all about old stuff.
Yeah.
History and junk, right?
And knowing things.
And knowing things.
Kevin hates
facts.
Knowing things.
Yeah. How dare all of you.
Paul in Corona. Good morning.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Paul. This man was an Air Force command pilot before he was the second man to walk on the moon and before he was a creepy pervert on Dancing with the Stars.
How dare you? How dare you?
Buzz Aldrin?
Buzz Aldrin is correct, yeah.
Well done.
Goddamn American hero. Korean War hero, by the way.
Right, that's what Ralph said.
West Point, MIT. Come on.
Take it easy.
I'm Buzz.
Sharina in San Marcos. Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Sharina. This pilot executed a remarkable emergency water landing on the Hudson River off Manhattan in 2009, saving all 155 passengers and crew. Famous water landing on the Hudson River in New York.
Is it Chelsea Sullenberger?
That's exactly who it is.
Wow.
A.K.A. Sully. We would have accepted Sully, but you got Chelsea Sullenberger.
Who
correct.
Knows Captain Sullenberger's first name?
Serena does.
Serena does.
That's impressive.
Well done. All right, let's go to Patrick in Long Beach. Hi, Patrick.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good.
Ralph, before you ask the question, I want you to know that Patrick in Long Beach sells aircraft parts for a living. So he may have an in on famous pilots.
Do I have to excuse myself from this?
No, you do. Okay. No, this works in your favor.
You're allowed, but you're getting a tough one, okay? Just so happens. Yours is a toughie. Manfred Albrecht Freiherr von
Richthofen.
Yes. I was going to finish his name.
Sorry.
Is perhaps better known by this colorful name from World War One.
The Red Baron.
The Red Baron is correct.
Look at that. Yes. Famous pilots. You didn't even have to finish the name.
Wait, Snoopy?
What, honey?
Let's go to Julio in Roland Heights. Hi, Julio.
Good. You're so pretty when you think.
She says one thing in the whole game. Like Snoopy? Yes, yes, Allie. Snoopy did fight the Red Baron in his imagination.
All right, Julio, hi.
How you doing?
Good, thanks.
Julio, are you underwater?
I'm on my Bluetooth. I'm on the freeway. Sorry about that.
That's all right. We'll make do. Here we go. In the James Bond movie, Goldfinger... This feline named Bond girl was the pilot for the villain, Auric Goldfinger. What was her name?
Ooh.
James Bond movie, Goldfinger. Feline named Bond girl.
I
can't make out what you're saying, Julio.
I don't think he got it.
I think it's a bad word. I don't want to say it.
Well, it's her name.
It has
it's okay.
To do with cats, so it's okay.
Okay, Pussy Galore.
Yes!
Okay.
I wouldn't ask you the question if you weren't going to be allowed to give the answer.
Okay, right on, right
on. All right, you qualified, Julio.
Right,
good
on,
word.
Right on.
All right, I know we're technically out of time, but we have to take Isaac on line 8 because he is an actual pilot, Ralph, for Alaska Airlines.
Oh, my Lord.
How about that?
Isaac?
What up, Kevin and Bean?
No way.
No way you're a pilot. No way you're a pilot.
Nope.
You're a liar, sir.
I'm not flying Alaskan Airlines. I know that much. I'm just a pilot. If you look out the right-hand side of the window, you see, like, the Grand Canyon.
You have been on one of my flights, haven't you?
Isaac, how many miles do you have under your wing?
You know, we don't really count it by miles. It's
you're not a pilot. Every pilot knows how many hours they've flown.
Yeah, hours. You said miles.
Well, yeah, that's what I meant.
Isaac, how many flight attendants have you boned?
He's not a pilot.
All right, listen.
He's not
to be
a pilot.
He doesn't have to be a pilot,
76.
All right, Ralph, what's the question?
Here's your question, Isaac. In 1927, at the age of 25, This guy became world famous as a result of his nonstop solo flight from New York to Paris in his plane, the Spirit of St. Louis. Famous pilot.
Oh, if I goof this up, I'm in real trouble.
Yeah, you are.
Charles Lindbergh.
That's yes. Right. Mm.
Nicely
done. He is a pilot, because only a pilot would know that answer.
That's true.
We're 100%, by the way. Everybody
that's,
got the answer.
Phenomenal. That is really impressive. All right, so Ali and Jason and Paul and Trina and Patrick and Julio and Isaac all in the drawing. Only one will win a pair of tickets to go see 21 Pilots sold out at the Honda Center next month. Miss Allie McKay, who's over here, please.
The winner is a guy that got disconnected, and I hope he calls back.
Oh.
Sterling.
Yay!
Is he still there? Can he win?
I don't believe he is. Congratulations, Sterling.
Should I pick another?
I don't think
What's
so.
Happening?
Let's just play the out and act like it didn't happen.
Come on! We have to figure out who wins, Kevin!
I am being told from the other room that Sterling is the winner. We cannot take it away from him, and they okay. will screen for him to call back.
Call back, Sterling!
This is fascinating, you guys. I don't know if it works, but I do know that they have been doing research for the last couple of years at Stanford University, and they have been taking blood from young rodents and injecting it into older rodents to see if there are any health improvements as a result of that. And they have shown, yes, increased neuron growth and better memories in older mice that had blood transfusions with blood from younger mice. So, after some testing, now they're doing it in humans. What about that?
There's a group called Ambrosia, which is based in Monterey, and for $8,000, they will change out your blood with younger blood.
So you can go in there and you can say, oh, give me some of that 18-year-old blood or that 21-year-old blood.
Ew, oh, the way on, you say man. It, man.
No, I'm saying
this right, but
this is what it is, though. Right. Is allegedly, you're an older person, and all of a sudden now you've got younger blood running through your veins. It's supposed to help you. Do you guys think it's possible something like this works?
No.
I mean, look. I'm no expert. I don't know anything about anything. But I am fascinated enough with the topic that I did ask our producer, David King of Mexico, to line somebody up. And we do have the CEO of Ambrosia, Alan McNeil, joins us on the phone on K-Rock right now. Hey, Mr. McNeil.
Hello.
How are you, sir?
I'm well, thank you.
So did we have that right? You literally walk in and you get blood pumped into your body from a younger person and you feel better.
Well, it's not the actual blood, of course. It's the plasma. We give you a one-time transfusion with a 2-liter bag of plasma, so it's acceptable for all blood types.
Mm-hmm.
It's blood with the blood cells removed.
I see.
And we've taken that from teenagers and young adults from the age of 16 to 25.
Okay.
And it's been remarkable, the change that some people have seen once they have the induction of the plasma.
Is it instantaneous, or does it take time?
It takes a little time.
Uh-huh.
The one participant we had a chronic fatigue syndrome, and he feels healthy for the first time, and I would say even looks younger.
How's that right? That's impressive. All right, so have you personally tried it, Mr. McNeil?
I have. I get a 2-liter bag every morning.
Oh,
and,
okay.
It's as I mentioned, it does take a while to kick in, but when it does, it certainly does increase your vitality.
What just happened?
I feel like it kicked in.
You look better. You look younger. You feel stronger. And then the next thing you know, you're working out, man.
Oh,
you're picking up.
Okay.
This guy's a heavyweight. Look at this.
All right.
Look what I can curl.
Wow.
I'm curling my own weight.
Very different.
Oh, my biceps are huge. Unbelievable. Who's with me? You with me?
I think we all are now.
I'm with you, yeah.
I'll tell you something, though. It's not all blood, okay? You got to exercise, all right?
Sure,
you
okay.
You got to get nutrition, all right?
Uh-huh.
You start off your day, you got to start off with a good breakfast.
Right.
That includes a big glass of orange juice. Mm-hmm. I like orange juice.
Right.
Do you?
Oh, come on. Mr. McNeil.
I like orange juice. Yeah.
Thank you. Grape juice?
Not grape juice.
No. Tomato juice?
Not tomato juice.
No.
Not have expected
carrot
this.
Juice. No.
I didn't see this coming.
Orange juice.
He sounded like an old man when he picked up. Wow, man.
Mango juice?
Okay,
no,
thank
no,
you.
No.
Wait a minute. We didn't even get the milk yet.
All
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. It is 8:53.
Minutes away from still more tickets to the sold-out Honda Center show for 21 Pilots coming up here on the Kevin and Bean Show. And all day long today on K-Rock, by the way, just after the top of the hour, every hour from 9 a. to 9 p., you can win your tickets for 21 Pilots. Go to krock.com for all the details. Rob is here now. Time for another look at the showbiz. Good morning, sir.
It looks like America loves The Wall.
I love The Wall.
Back to you. Pink Floyd album?
The Chris Hardwick TV show.
Yeah, the game show. Produced in part by LeBron James and hosted by our pal Chris Hardwick, is doing very well in the ratings, so much so that NBC has picked up an additional 20 episodes. So you'll be able to see people watch balls go down a wall. A lot.
It's a lot of balls.
In the future.
I think the appeal of that game is
the balls.
The amount of money involved.
And the balls.
How mostly often do balls. You see...
Mostly balls.
How often do you see literally millions of dollars up for grabs on a game show? Not often.
How often do you see that many balls?
Right. Balls, 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 balls.
Right now, Drew Carey and the people over at Price is Right are like, ah, if we had known, we would have put Kerplunko all the time. Just all Kerplunko. All the whole show. Kerplinko?
Plinko?
Blink, Blinko?
Plinko?
Blanco?
Boinky?
Balls, 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 balls.
Because they have that game, right? The thing that goes down in here.
Very similar, yes.
Yeah.
And by the way, it's no surprise to anyone, I think, that Chris Hardwick is an excellent TV game show host as well.
He is. Remember Singled Out?
Yeah. How can I forget?
Right. Kevin doesn't remember Singled Out.
I don't really.
I mean, I remember that it was on MTV,
really?
Right?
Jenny McCarthy was a co-host?
Sort of. Dating show?
Sort of. I mean, I remember that it existed.
Do you just download every night and just dump out all the information?
I mean, yeah. You have limits.
Delete trash can. Just click the delete.
You have limits. To put new in, you have to get rid of old.
But what new are you putting in?
Not much, but
how much
the
room
important
do you
stuff.
Need
the important stuff. I don't need Singled Out. I can look at that and go, you know what?
Discharge
no,
that.
No, it needs
good.
It. It just stays there because, no. because you watched it. So it's
my hard drive is much smaller than your hard drive.
Much roomier also.
American Crime Story. Of course, had a smash hit with their The People versus O.J. Simpson. And they've just announced what their next projects are going to be. The next two seasons are already locked in. They've got Hurricane Katrina is going to be the next one. Mm-hmm. Then after that, Versace, about the murder of Gianni Versace in Florida in 1997. And then they just announced that the Monica Lewinsky affair is going to be the next.
Ooh. I think I'll watch all of those.
Yeah. But will you remember them is the question.
No, of course not.
Kevin's like, that sounds interesting. I wonder who Monica Lewinsky is.
That sounds, she probably has a lot of friends in hot places.
Now, that's also based on a Jeffrey Toobin book, if I understand correctly, the same as The People vs. O.J. Simpson. And those books are, I'm told, because reading is for losers, how would I know, just tremendous, tremendous source material for these miniseries.
Right. When you can have Toobin... Why go anywhere else?
Right,
that's
exactly.
The slogan they use.
I don't think that's
it is. With a name like Toobin, it's got to be good.
I don't
think they say.
That might be Smuckers.
Well, how dare you use that language on the radio, young lady. Brett Ratner is getting his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame this morning at 11:30 a.m. I always feel bad for those who get the stars when it's a rainy day. What are the odds you're going to have a rainy day in Hollywood on the day you're going to get your star?
It was pouring on the day Jimmy Kimmel got his, and they had tents everywhere.
Yeah, I mean, they adapt.
Yeah.
But it's not ideal.
No.
Eddie Murphy will be on hand to help unveil his well-deserved star. Brett Ratner, his films have won 21 Academy Awards, 7 Golden Globes, 17 BAFTAs.
Wow.
Really?
So he doesn't just do the shoot-em-ups. He's involved in all kinds of films, yeah. Come on!
He's a producer? Is that what he does?
Yes, a director. He's a director and producer.
Oh, yeah.
Rules Don't Apply?
Is what?
Was his latest film that he produced with Warren Beatty as Howard Hughes? Nothing. Nothing's gonna get through, is it?
No. No. I have no room. I thought I explained that.
Yeah, you did. And what does poo sound like when it talks? What does poop sound like, Kevin? You should know this. What does poop sound like when it talks? Come on. What does poop sound like? What does poop sound like when it talks?
I don't have the answer to that, Ralph.
Well, now you do. Because the emoji movie's coming out. The emoji movie's coming out.
All right.
It's the animated film about emojis.
Mm-hmm.
And poop has just been cast.
Oh, no.
Who's going to be the pile of poop? Who's going to be talking pile of poop?
Brett Ratner?
No.
Oh, sorry.
Bobo.
Nope, Bobo's not going to make it in. He did not make the casting.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
No, but he'd be great, I bet, because he's great in everything.
Jesus.
Jesus, not available. Jesus has a voiceover agent. Sir
Johnny Asshole.
No, Sir Patrick Stewart. Sir Patrick Stewart, yes. How great is that?
Is he a prig?
I think we've already had the answer.
What's
that? David Bowie. No, we've already received the answer. Sir Patrick Stewart is the
answer. Boba Fett.
We were looking for Tubby McSmoke-a-Lot.
Hi, it's Kat.
Owl City. The son of Flubber.
Porcupine.
And then I'll sign off once this is
over. I feel like it may be done.
You think maybe when I gave the right answer, it might have been done?
No.
No.
God, no.
Dick Van Dyke.
Jesus Christ, it's Jason Bourne. Let's all play something at once, shall we? It sounds good for the listeners, I think. I think they like
Professor Pippi P. Poopy Pans.
That would fit.
Dolly Parton, 71 years old today. Katie Sagal turns 63. Paul Rodriguez, the comedian, is 62.
Peggy Noonan.
Sean Wayans is 46. Drea Di Matteo celebrates her 45th birthday. Frank Caliendo's 43. Jody Sweetin is 35. And Logan Lerman and Mac Miller both celebrate their 25th birthdays today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 9:38.
So,
Ralph Garman just came in. Time for a final look at the showbiz beat.
What's up?
What's up? You tell us. What's up with you?
Why can't you guys can't just handle? Why can't you cope? Adapt. Adjust. Sure. You know?
We're here,
Sometimes
man.
You got to roll out of the pocket, man. Not everything's going to play. You can't always hand the ball off. Scramble.
We're ready to go. We're in business. I'm trying to figure out what he's talking
Nobody's
about.
Nobody's open.
It's like football
Nobody's
stuff.
Open. Yeah,
football
stuff. And football then stuff. I got sacked. Mm-hmm. Thanks. Thanks a lot. Oh. That was a covered sack.
So just run it out a bit?
Good work.
Stall a little for just your people to get open?
That's all.
I got it. We just spiked the ball.
Gorillas, right?
Right.
Okay. So moving on.
It's been a lot. I do.
They're back. It's a long time since we had a new Gorillas track, but the drought is finally over. Their new album is due out later this year, but they've just released Hallelujah Money, a new track, which is, well, as you can imagine from the title, a little politically charged, reflecting on capitalism and how some people idolize money. Bean.
Right, Bean.
Right?
Why are you looking at me?
try to get a nickel out of that guy, right? That's what I'm saying. Here is the new Gorillaz music, Hallelujah Money.
One, two, three. Boy, you're the disco queen of the world. You never waste your time on a young rock and roller. And you're
are you sure that's not
cool.
I know, Ralph's high school band?
That's Ralph's high school junior band. Junior high school
what?
Band, Revolver.
Oh,
that's
sorry.
Ralph in junior high school.
That's
right.
No!
It's Revolver, man.
Let's hear some more.
They
come
are.
On.
Just like you're a high-end. Your jeans are on sale now. You'll make a bunch of
things. Still want to hear more?
Are you playing drums on this track?
I'm singing lead and playing drums.
Oh, that's you singing as well. Okay.
I am pretty much like a young Don Henley.
Uh-huh. All right, so that was fun. But let's hear the new Gorillaz.
No, now you're stuck. Now you're going to hear Revolver for the rest of the show, Bisbee. That's all you're going to hear.
I'm playing it now.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm playing it.
Oh, I like it.
That's not Gorillaz.
What?
That is
not?
No.
It is love that is the root of all evil, but not our tree. And thank you, my friend, for trusting me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, money.
That is really terrible.
Oh,
my goodness.
That is Revolver better.
What?
That's all.
What happened there?
And it doesn't get better.
That's we should not.
I kept listening.
We should not play music from cartoon people. Apparently, is the moral of the story.
I kept listening because I figured it would get gorillas pretty quick.
No, it's like gibbons.
Turns out it didn't.
Right?
It's another type of monkey.
Thank you, Allie.
You're welcome.
I'm so tired of the blank stares I get from Kevin on the other side of the room when I try to make a joke. You're like, huh? Like that Scooby-Doo face he makes.
The bassist for Gorillaz, Murdoch Nichols, said, I'm giving you this new gorilla song a lightning bolt of truth in a black night. You're welcome, he says.
Mm. No, thank you.
That's a terrible idea.
No, it's not good.
I don't want any of your truth. I prefer some lies. If you could, please.
Well, that may not be representative of the whole album. Maybe that's just a one-off.
They better hope not. Hey, the inauguration's tomorrow. I don't know if you guys heard or not, but we're going to have a new president tomorrow. And
was this in the news?
On Saturday, the day after the inauguration, they're going to do a little march, a little woman's march.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Where a lot of women are going to march.
Mm-hmm.
And they are going
Where's that taking place? In D.C.?
In Washington, D.C.? All over the country, actually.
Yeah, everywhere. All
women's
cities.
Marches all over these great United States of ours. And Fiona Apple, speaking of a musician we haven't heard from in a while, Fiona Apple, remember her?
Yeah.
Sure.
Loved Fiona Apple.
Two albums were great.
She is participating in the Women's March on Washington. And she is so jazzed that she has come up with a chant that she wants all the women to join in and show how united they are by chanting. And she released the chant as a single yesterday.
Okay.
It's got a backbeat and some lyrics and some remix, but I've just got the chant part of it for you. She released it, and here it is. It's called, We Don't Want Your Tiny Hands Anywhere Near Our Underpants.
Wait. Hold on.
You heard me.
Is that real?
You heard me.
We don't want your tiny hands anywhere near our underpants. We don't want your tiny hands anywhere near our underpants. We don't want your tiny hands anywhere near our underpants. We don't want your tiny hands anywhere near our underpants. We don't want your tiny hands anywhere near our underpants.
I thought it was new No Doubt music for a minute. But no, it's Fiona Apple.
So, and is that final?
That's the chant, man. Learn it, love it, live it.
And that's been decided on completely?
Come on, Fiona, get back to writing some songs. Seriously?
You know, I heard that the new administration might welcome in a new age of socially charged music.
Yeah, look what happened in the 60s, right? All the protest songs.
Right, exactly. But if the Gorillaz and Fiona Apple are the bellwethers for the new movement,
we're
not encouraged. Yeah, I think so.
But, you know, there's a silver lining to every dark cloud. We have a yin and yang. We've got the Gorillaz, not so great as a protest song.
Nope. Right.
But what about the protest song about Orange Juice?
Damn you to hell.
Hate you.
I like orange juice.
Right?
Not
again.
Grape juice? No. Tomato juice? No.
Carrot juice?
Carrot juice? No.
Orange juice?
Orange juice.
Yeah! Mango juice?
Yeah. No.
Milk.
Milk?
Yeah.
No.
Orange juice?
Orange, yes. Orange! I like orange juice.
Well, I think we all do, Pico Taro.
I decided that was a terrible song.
Awesome.
It's made all the better by how much Bean hates it.
Doesn't hurt.
I don't know why that had to be brought in.
Doesn't hurt.
Good point, Petra.
It doesn't hurt at all. Doesn't hurt it at all. I mean, it's great on its own.
Right.
But
then when Bean hates it.
Talk about your cherry on the sundae.
Seriously, but we're near the end of your amusement with that song, right?
Near the end?
Come on.
I don't think so. I'm saying I don't think so.
I let you finish that song as a professional courtesy. That was a mistake.
I like orange juice.
Yeah.
Thank you. Grape juice? No.
Tomato juice? No, 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 no. Carrot juice? No, 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 no. Orange, yes, orange.
Yeah!
Orange juice. Mango juice? No, 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 no.
All right, milk.
Milk?
Yeah.
No.
No?
No, no,
no.
Orange
juice.
Orange, yes. Yeah! Orange! Orange juice. Orange juice. Orange juice.
Orange juice.
Orange juice.
Orange juice.
I like orange juice.
That guy really likes his orange juice.
Sure does.
You know?
Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays.
You all right, Bean?
Yeah, let's look at today's celebrity birthdays. You win. Right? if the plan was to make Bean sad, you win.
How can that song make anyone sad?
Because it's awful,
right?
And it's dumb.
Oh,
that's
man.
Why.
Dolly. We did it. Ralph, we did it. It worked. We made Bean sad.
It finally happened.
Yes.
Woo!
Now what? Now what do we do?
Now why do we come to work?
Today's celebrity birthdays. Dolly Parton, 71 years old today. Actress Katie Sagal, 63. Paul Rodriguez, 62 years old today. Sean Wayans of the acting Wayans is 46. Drea Di Matteo. Di Matteo, Di Matteo, Di Matteo, Di Matteo. Hey, wait.
I don't think.
Come on, where's my Amadeus?
I don't feel like that's going to happen.
She is 45 years old today. Frank Caliendo's 43. Jody Sweetness, 35. Logan Lerman and Mac Miller both celebrate their 25th birthdays today. I am Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. SoCal Helpful Honda dealer handing out random acts of helpfulness this afternoon at 5 p.m. You can listen to an hour of commercial-free music here on the world-famous K-Rock. Tomorrow morning, an all-new Kevin and Bean show with a brand-new internet roundup. We're going to go to R.J. Bell in Las Vegas for his picks for the NFL Conference Championships this weekend. And it's Friday, so we've got the movie beat, plus your tickets for 21 Pilots at Honda Center.